This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
The music that we're doing is music that's really a part of us. It's like music that's inside of us, the way that the deciduous forest is inside of us, because this is where we're from.
Carolyn Surik and Ron McFarlane have both lived in Maryland for most of their lives. Their careers have run somewhat parallel, with Carolyn playing viola da gamba in the ensemble Galilei, which she founded in 1990, and Ron playing lute with the Baltimore Consort and the folk trio Earhart, the ensemble he founded. 3 years ago, when touring came to a halt during the global pandemic, they finally had time to make music together, and they've been doing so ever since. They've just released their third recording together, And So Flows the River.
This is music of our lives. We're both over 60. We've had a lot of time to incorporate music into our lives, to have music be sort of central to our being. So I wanted to bring that idea of our lives are flowing along. We're accumulating music, we're accumulating things that we love along the way, and bringing them to this project.
Tell me about the title of this recording, And So Flows the River. Why was it just so perfect for what we're hearing on this recording?
In terms of flowing, the repertory itself was a real flow state for each of us, bringing music that each of us loved, regardless of the repertory, regardless of the genre that it came from. So I think we kind of get into a flow state when we're deciding what to play, bringing up pieces from any memory, any part of our lives, anything we might have heard of, or maybe we're just discovering something for the first time.
Tell me a little bit more about Satie's Gymnopédies, because it seemed when I just looked at them there, it's like, oh, that's interesting. What is your relationship with those pieces?
I think that we both remember hearing them for the first time in the 70s. And thinking, this music is so special. I mean, it's so simple and so beautiful, and so it has so much in it. So when we were casting about for what to put on this new recording, and I said, you know, what about the Gymnopédies? And it was kind of like, well, why not?
And my first experience of them was also in the 1970s, but I didn't hear it on the piano first. I heard it live in a guitar recital of Christopher Parkinning, who made some excellent arrangements of them. But I was so captivated hearing the first Gymnopédie for the first time that I really fell in love with it.
You talking about hearing that like in the early 70s, Ron, made me think about the relationship that both you and Carolyn discovered you had with Bach's Sinfonia.
I went to a record store that's back when they had records around 1968 or 69. I think it was 69. In the same trip to a record store, I got the first Led Zeppelin album and the Walter Carlos, now Wendy Carlos, switched on Bach. So I first heard this on a synthesizer with all its boops and beeps and whistles. So I think my idea of how it ought to sound was permanently skewed by hearing it that way, and it just sounded so fresh and great.
And now you have added your own fresh arrangement, which, Carolyn, I believe you described this arrangement and this performance of it on your recording as a revelation.
We sat down to play this, and there's so much happening. I mean, it's just like, you can't sort of imagine that these two instruments could be doing all of this at the same time.
Carolyn Surik and Ron McFarlane. And So Flows the River. To hear the full conversation, download the extended podcast. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.